Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Welcome, everybody. Great to be with you. It is the end of the week, and you know what that means. It's Freedom Friday. That's where I, as your very humble radio show, talk show host, extend to you the freedom to call and talk about anything political over a cup of coffee or even without a cup of coffee. It's okay. And whatever you want to talk about politically, that's your opportunity to do that today. 503-589-1220. That is the Power of Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. And you can always send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am, like the one I'm going to read you in a momento. But here's what I got on my plate for today. We'll see if maybe this would pique some interest on your part. It was a stunning, and I do mean stunning, example of how you can't trust the so-called experts. What am I talking about? Well, no, I'm not talking about all the failed computer models that freaked out Donald Trump and we destroyed our economy for no good reason over the COVID-19. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not even talking about all of the experts that say, you know, testing is the answer. That's how we're going to know this thing is done, because there's a story in the Willamette Week that, yeah, apparently Oregon is almost dead last in testing. We shouldn't be. We covered that story, didn't we? All of this Kate Brown smoke and mirrors. And by the way, there's more Kate Brown smoke and mirrors. We'll get to that in a moment, having to do with the riots and her useless words to the blacks of Oregon, black people of Oregon. Yeah. No, I'm not even talking about how Kate Brown, you know, said useless words about, well, we've signed this big contract for all this testing. And then turns out a month later, it was all a lie. No, I'm not even talking about that testing is the answer. Talking about the so-called economic experts who predicted even more doom and gloom. Now, did you see the blowout jobs number released about a half hour ago? Stunning, folks. Instead of losing a couple of million jobs like most of the economic experts said was going to happen, and that frankly I even agreed with, I'm going to be honest with you, I did. Guess what? We added 2.5 million jobs last month. What? Now, I mean, it's stunning. It is stunning to see these numbers. There were no revisions for the month of April. Now, that's also stunning. I don't know. I'm not sure I can believe this. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just not sure I can believe it. It goes against, I mean, what did we learn here in Oregon? I mean, we saw weekly jobless numbers on the federal side just yesterday. Another 1.8 million people filed for unemployment. Well, how could that happen if you have 2.5 million jobs added? Well, it's simple. It's called the churn. That can't happen. Some people are losing their jobs because of the stupid decisions to shut this country down. And what our governors are doing, including Governor Kate. But it's the churn. Some businesses are going out of business, sadly, because of this insanity. But others are increasing, are hiring. You check the people that I do an ad for here, Ames Research here in Salem. Their business is growing, and it has been through this entire insane pandemic freak out. Why? Because they sell a lot of their product to DIY people through Home Depot, Ace, and other hardware stores. People are laid off. What are they doing? You know, they're doing something with their time. They're fixing things up at home. Their business has been growing, and others have too, apparently, because we got 2.5 million jobs instead of a job loss. The unemployment rate dropped to 13%. Now, that's still really high. But I mean, it's a stunning economic comeback. If this is really true, now the president's going to talk here at about the time we get off the air and Stacey Ann and Good Morning Salem goes on the air, the president's going to have a news conference. But as always with him, he will be late. So I wouldn't worry about it too much. But it's stunning, folks. To me, it's just stunning. Now, if this is, now here's my prediction to you. You know what's going to happen. And I'm going to go to the phones in a moment on Freedom Friday here. But I'm telling you, you know what's going to happen. Immediately, every Democrat in the world who has a microphone is going to say how this is still bad. And it's they're going to put a negative spin on it. Folks, I'm telling you, if these numbers are true, if this, I mean, the economic rebound that Jason Furman, who was one of Obama's economic advisors, predicted, which was just earth-shaking and nobody bought it, said that the third quarter rebound will be beyond anything anybody's seen. Maybe he's right. If that's what's going on here, the Democrats cannot afford to let Trump take any credit for this, folks. Especially with these Democrat governors like Kate out there trying to keep our economy suppressed, blaming it on Trump. So they will pivot, as you know, they will pivot to all this Black Lives Matter stuff. Now, a couple of other things before I go to the phones. Again, it's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Kate Brown's More Useless Words, just trying to make people feel better. It ain't going to happen, folks. She's pandering once again, this time to the Black people. It ain't going to make any difference. And the story even talks about that in the Oregonian. It's just useless words. It's what she does all the time. James O'Keefe, as you know, strikes again. This undercover video about Antifa in Portland, talking about how they train, what they train to do. That comes out, it's gotten wide airplay, and of course there's another story about Attorney General Barr is watching closely. That's an Epic Times story today, but immediately, what does Willamette Week do? Oregon's far-left newspaper, what do they immediately do? Well, they put an old hit piece on right-wingers, an old from 2018, all of a sudden it shows up on their front page as most read. Really? Is it an old story from 2 years ago that says a right-wing group was caught by the police on top of a roof with all kinds of guns in their vehicles as they were overlooking a protest march? You would think by the headline that that was a new story. It isn't. Why would they do that? It's an attempt to blunt the dramatically negative impact of James O'Keefe's undercover video of how Antifa here in Portland trains. That's what it is. See how sly these people are? All right, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's start first with Kalp. Kalp, good morning. How are you, friend?
I am not bad, not good. Could I make a comment? They probably had the militia who were setting up to peaceably keep the peace.
Could have been. Yep.
And the thing we saw happen, you look at Minneapolis, you saw the nonsense stop Saturday night. You saw the men very quietly in the shadows with their M14s, their M15s, and they were quietly saying to those troublemakers, you keep it quiet or you're going to catch a bullet.
I think that's the clear implication of that. The noise. Well, it did, didn't it?
It
really did.
It did. And that's what the militia has known. It seems to work. is you put armed people on the roof overlooking their riot, and then you send a few messengers down, and they very quietly walk up to those clowns and they tell them, look, you see that shadow up there on the roof? He's got a rifle, and he's got plenty of ammo. And if you want to stop one, throw that rock, throw that Molotov cocktail, or whatever you want to throw, but you will stop bullets.
That's right, Calp, and that's exactly the message they're sending. It is exactly the message they're sending. Calp, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. It's always good to hear your voice again. Look, here's the truth. Last night I watched a video. Well, no, it was actually on it was Laura Ingraham's show, of a bakery shop owner, and I forget which city it was in. It was a long-time family business, and the bakery shop owners and their sons were standing outside the front of their store with long guns as the rioters came by. And the rioters sort of tried to intimidate them, and they stood out there with their guns, and then they backed inside, and one of the rioters managed to smash one of their windows, and then they came back outside with the guns, and the rioters went on by. You've seen pictures of black business owners standing in front of their businesses with their guns. We, the citizens, have a right to do this. Now, there's stories all over Oregon. You know, Lars was talking about this yesterday, folks. All over Oregon, citizens, and in Southwest Washington, my stepson and his family live in Tri-Cities up in the Pasco, Kennewick, Richland area. And that was happening there. Store owners were coming out. They were defending themselves with their guns. They did it down in Klamath Falls. We talked about that story. And they did it in other places in Oregon. We have a right to defend ourselves. We have a right to carry a gun in public. Open carry is the law of Oregon, folks. You see, even protesters care about their personal safety. And you threaten them because you're standing there with a gun. They're not going to go near you. That's your right. Friends, I want to remind you that summertime is just about here. We're going to have a few days of rain here. And if you got one of them leaking metal roofs, that's going to become an oven once the heat of summer gets here. You need to fix it, and you need to cover it with Maximum Stretch. Maximum Stretch is the original liquid rubber waterproofer, and it's made right here in Salem by my friends at Ames Research. Stretches 650%. It cools your building, but more importantly, it keeps it dry. Why don't you contact them if you're interested? AmesResearch.com, AmesResearch.com, or call them and talk to one of their experts at 855-872-2637. 855-872-2637.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. You know what else Kate's doing is setting up another false narrative. What do I mean by that? Well, I'll tell you in just a moment. Freedom Heating and Air, friends, is a great local company. They've been around 40 plus years in the Salem area. You know what? They have a great team of people that, you know, if the old air conditioner breaks down in the heat of summer, or the heat pump isn't working right, maybe it's going into lockout alarm or something like that, like I had one do to me not that long ago, they can fix it. They have great emergency services. And come on out and get you fixed right away. Plus, they give discounts to veterans and senior citizens. They believe in freedom. They're a great local business. You have your choice of who you can do business with. I truly want to encourage you and ask you to continue to do business with the advertisers that advertise on this radio station and make it possible for us to have conversations that are meaningful about our world politically, how we can change it, how we can fix it. Freedom Heating and Air. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. What am I talking about here? Well, I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Story at K2 News. You can see it if you go to OregonWatchdog.com. About how Kate Brown is defending the protests. Now, Kate's not really said a whole lot of anything criticizing the rioting, which is pretty typical. You've heard Democrats say almost nothing about it across the state, folks. But she's defending, and she just shot her legal arguments in the foot in front of the Oregon Supreme Court. She just undercut her own lawyers because she's defending all these people that are not social distancing. That's pretty obvious as thousands of people gather. But she's also setting up another red herring here. Because the Oregon Health Authority says, and let me quote from their statement from Wednesday. It's this whole business about using tear gas to disperse these people, the rioters, and how it might spread COVID-19. Now, listen to this. This is their actual language. While there is no evidence showing a causal relation between chemical irritants used for crowd control, such as pepper spray and tear gas, and the spread of respiratory infections like COVID-19, the concern would be more about how the virus, which is spread with respiratory droplets through coughing, sneezing, and contaminated surfaces, is passed between individuals. And they go on to say that these chemical irritants used in riot control cause people to cough and sneeze. The key word is, while there is no evidence, we're concerned. You got to love how they set this stuff up, don't you? Let's go to the phones on Freedom Friday. We'll go to Tim. Tim, good morning. What do you say?
Good morning. Well, I have two things, but the first one is I would like your input on what the store owners are doing and Second Amendment rights. Will it be positive or negative?
I think it's positive because none of those owners, well, not, at least not in Oregon, none of those armed owners defending their businesses have shot anybody. It has. There was one other place in America, Tim, I think, where a store owner shot and killed a looter in his store. But I haven't seen hardly any other stories.
Okay. Now, switching to just a minute, Jeff, on unemployment checks?
Yes.
I would like to know who's responsible or accountable for that. The executive branch, the governor, legislative branch and oversight, the department heads, statute versus policy.
So it's ultimately the governor's responsibility because she hires the people that run those agencies. Okay. And it took her forever to fire the one screwing it up. Legislative oversight. Yeah. The legislature has oversight because the legislature is the one that allocates the money. Policy. Well, it's a stunning thing to look at the chart from the Oregon Department of Unemployment about how long it's going to take for them to upgrade that computer system. It is typical Oregon way, and you know it's going to be more expensive than that $85 million we've had for 11 years to do that.
Well, what I saw in the legislature, Jeff, was that the legislature would pass a statute, then the statute, the department head would develop the policy. But never
Correct.
Did I see where the department head came back and showed how the policy met the intent of the statute. And I never saw that. And it would be really interesting to have the department heads have to demonstrate that the policy meets the intent of what the statute was.
Well, therein lies the typical dance that happens in downtown Salem. And that is where you pass a bill. I had this happen to me, my first bill I've ever passed as a legislator. Passed unanimously, House and Senate. Governor Kitzhaber signs it. And the agency then does just the opposite, develops rules that make it impossible to implement the law. And your point is well taken. That happens all the time. Now, that gets us, and Tim, I'm going to let you go because we're almost at the break here at the bottom of the hour. Tim, thanks for calling. Art, you're going to have to hang on probably through the break because I want to expand on that point. It gets us back to what Kate, more of Kate Brown's useless words. She's trying to make the people feel better. The story in the Oregonian today is Governor Kate Brown. This is a headline. Governor Kate Brown pledges to review police training standards. So it makes you think that Kate is trying to fix review and training of the Department of Public Services Standards and Training, DPSST, which trains all the Oregon cops. However, about two paragraphs after that, the article says Brown did not say she intended to alter police training or tactics, but that she would continue to listen. More meaningless words and platitudes that don't change anything for anybody. Now, what is it that the cops are doing wrong? That's what I want to know. If anything, I think the things they're doing are right in Oregon. No, I'm not talking about this cop that ought to be convicted of murder for killing George Floyd. That's not who I'm talking about. That was obviously wrong. But what else are we doing wrong in Oregon? If you look at the Portland police, they get hamstrung 10 ways to Sunday. They can't control the crowds because the politicians won't let them. 6:30. Moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, it's 24 minutes before the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically over a cup of coffee? 503-589-1220. That's the Power of Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220, and emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Interestingly enough, one of the state employees who listens to this show that shall never be named because they want to keep their job, some interesting statistics they sent me about something that Candace Owens, you guys know who she is. She's a young, beautiful, black, very articulate commentator, conservative. Some of the statistics. Last year, in 2019, a total of 9 unarmed black men were killed by police officers. You know how many unarmed white men were killed by police officers in America? 19. Black men are 6% of the population, but they account for 44% of all murders in the U.S. White people represent 60% of the population, and blacks are 13% of the population, yet blacks represent 50% of murders in the U.S., even though they're only 13% of the population. Police officers, 18.5 times more likely to be killed by a black person than a white person. It is something to think about, isn't it? Regarding my point yesterday about, I'm sorry, and everybody that's on the phone, hang on, it's Freedom Friday, folks. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Got a great email here from David. Yesterday I said, you know, is saying sorry enough? You know, the new interim director of the Department of Unemployment said, I'm so sorry. Is that enough? Or does it have to be followed up with actions? We talked about that yesterday. Well, here's what David writes. Is it enough to say you're sorry? No. This has been a favorite tactic of the regressives for decades. Remember Bill Clinton said, "I feel your pain"? What a crock. Hillary Clinton, during her various incarnations, said several times that, "I take full responsibility." So did others in the Obama administration. So what? The words were empty, meaningless sounds. Trouble is, regressive land saying something like, "I'm sorry," or something similar is sufficient for all the regressive to nod like bobbleheads, forget the matter, and move on. No, there should be meaningful, tangible consequences. In some cultures, the individual at minimum should resign in shame. Sometimes the shame is so great, the individual commits seppuku, Harry Carey, suicide. Regressives have no shame, unfortunately. Remember Governor Kitzhaber and the $70 million screw-up at the DMV updating their computers? All he did was move the director, his friend, somewhere else in the bureaucracy. He's talking about former legislator Jane Cease. That's right. He continues. All we remember, two specific words from the Kitzhaber administration that cost taxpayers $300 million, cover Oregon. No actual apologies, no action, no discipline, no employment terminations, nothing. I would take the Steve Jobs approach. The entire leadership team, including the IT group, should be fired and replaced. That's being sorry. Unfortunately, the state rarely approaches anything like true remorse or takes actual, dedicated, measurable actions to fix mistakes. Well said. Let's go to the phones. Art, good morning. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday? You're up.
Yeah, I know. We never get to talking about the subjects we wanted to because of all of this controversy. Hey, Jeff, the problem is values, not systematic racism. And Kate Brown and all of the left-wing liberals want to keep minorities right where they're at, the slaves of the Democratic Party. And so they keep fueling this crap, this garbage. I sent you, you know, the Dennis Prager thing on values, not systematic racism. Yep. And where do all the problems lie, Jeff? In the big cities where the Democrats are in charge, do they address the issues? No, they do not invest in these areas, promote business, etc., etc. They don't handle the values problem, and the drugs and the gangs, and therefore it continues to fester and boil. And then what happens? A bad apple sparks these riots and stuff and these protests. The Republican Party needs to take advantage of this and tell the truth and expose Kate Brown and the liberals for their lies, okay? Are there people that crack? I mean, this guy that killed this black guy in Minnesota, he had PTSD. He was a bad apple. But there's bad apples in the white community, in every community, Jeff, and they have to be held accountable, but we don't have to fuel the lies about racism. We need to talk about the values that, and God, and doing that. Candace does that, and many black leaders in the Republican Party talk about this, but you know what, Jeff? They're called Uncle Toms. The truth, they're not Uncle Toms. They're telling the truth, just like Ron tells the truth here in Oregon.
And yep, he does.
You asked him how many times he's been called an Uncle Tom. I bet you it's quite a few times. The time is to stand up and say, hey, you guys, okay, yeah, there are bad apples, but the problem with this country is our values. And if we address those issues, then the problems are going to go down. you and I both know this, Jeff. That's why we have problems with drugs in these black communities. That's why we have gangs, because we don't teach these individuals values, and they don't believe in God, country, etc.
I can't argue with that. Well said. Well said. Thanks, Art. Appreciate you calling today.
Keep it up.
Have a great weekend. By the way, folks, I want to remind you that a week from this Sunday, we're having an Oregon Church United worship and prayer service on the steps of the Capitol. Why don't you come and join us? It's in the evening, Sunday evening, June 14th, from 5 to 7. And we have a lot of churches coming and a lot of pastors. We need to pray. We need to pray for the values that Art was just talking about, to be values that become far more predominant in America today. In every sense, in every community, doesn't matter who. We need to pray for that. We need to pray for healing and being united. Because the reality is that there is one party, the Democrat Party of the state, who really does not want to solve any issue. Because they have to continue to stoke the fires of racism. To believe, like the Breakfast Club in their conversation with Limbaugh that I talked about earlier this week, they truly believe that the deck is stacked against black people. These statistics that I shared with you that Art alluded to, that's the truth, but it's not the perception or the belief. And as Prager points out, yeah, values. You want to stop rioting? It's values. You want to stop bad apple cops from doing dumb things by murdering other people? It's values. You wouldn't do that if you were an honorable cop. You wouldn't riot and destroy and kill cops or the shop owner that was kicked in the head by the white guy if you had value system. By the way, that shop owner died. They're looking for that white guy. They have pictures of him. I hope they find him. Values. That's what we're going to be praying about, a united church. We have Hispanic pastor coming. We've got a black pastor coming. We've got the Slavic churches who are immigrants to this country coming from Portland. Come and join us September 14th, which is Flag Day, and it is also Donald Trump's birthday. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. What do you say to Dave?
Good morning. The average person in Oregon, I don't think, understands how deeply the Communist Party hates us and wants to destroy us, and has been working consistently to destroy us in every way they can. And part of it has been to destroy our values. If you raise up children and you don't teach them values, they don't have any comprehension of what values are. They get a completely false sense of values. And one of the examples is reparations. The first time that I heard the word reparations, I had no idea what it meant. So I'll define it. It means giving money to black people for the sin of slavery. Well, most people never were slave owners, but black people also were slave owners. So are we going to give money to the people whose ancestors were slave owners if they were black?
That's a fair question, Rebecca. It is. Good point. Back in a moment, 6:40 to go.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Thanks to Art, by the way, for sending me the the video of the Salem police chief addressing the viral video of one of his officers talking to armed men who were guarding their downtown businesses about how they could avoid violating the curfew. What's so wrong with that? I mean, it's stunning to me where we are. I'm going to go see my mom this weekend over in Prineville. I was talking with her yesterday, and, you know, she's on it like many elderly people. She takes a lot of drugs. One of them is a particular drug that is very addictive. I want her to get off of it. So I'm going to take to her tomorrow, and this is what I was talking with her about, some pro-bioscience CBD products. And I'm going to stop by later today and pick some up. And I'm doing that because I want her to get her off the drugs. And I know it'll work. Why? Because it worked for my brother who tried it with a similar issue. And it got him off of his drugs. Now, that's just an anecdotal story, but it's one that is real. And it's one of the reasons that I personally use CBD products from ProBioscience. It's where I buy it. In fact, I took some tincture last night before I went to bed, and I slept like a baby. I did, for the first time in like several nights. It works, folks. Go to pro-bioscience.com. Enter in the discount code DAD, D-A-D. It's Father's Day month, right, June? Discount code DAD. We'll get you a 15% discount. They have great products. I know, because I not only use their products, I sell them my CBD to use in the products. You can be assured of getting the highest quality products there are. Pro-bioscience.com. Get a 15% discount. Enter the code DAD. Let's go to Ann or Zeke, whichever one of you it is today. Good morning. How are you? What do you want to talk about on Freedom Friday?
Good morning, Jeff. This is Ann. I just wanted to say that, you know, these protesters are really going about this wrong because respect is not is earned, not given. And what they're doing by being so destructive is just being, is doing the opposite. You know, people are supposed to love our country, respect our flag, and, you know, what are they doing in our country if they hate our country? And if they don't, you know, they want to just take us over instead of being part of, you know, being a positive presence and being part of being an American. All these people want to have
community. But they're not being taught that, Anne. That's the problem. They're not being taught it in schools, in the public education system anymore. And frankly, they're not taught that in their culture. Because their culture, and I'm speaking specifically of black culture, you know, if outside of the churches, and thank God there are pastors in most of these black churches that teach the word and teach responsibility, but there are some who don't. There are some who teach, you know, liberation theology.
Yes,
like,
correct.
You know, and then you listen to popular culture, the music, and then these radio talk show hosts like The Breakfast Club, they have enormous influence in the culture. So they don't believe it. They believe the deck is stacked against them. You know, Rebecca was talking, Ann, about reparations. The founder of the Black Entertainment Network, who sold his company for over $1 billion, is a billionaire, black man, an American. He is calling for $14 trillion in reparations. Here's a successful man as a black man who rose to the pinnacle of wealth and prosperity in this country, calling for a crazy idea that does nothing. It's not values. It's the wrong
thing. Instead of looking at always the color of somebody, they should be looking at the person that's inside. What kind of person are they? The character. Because they're, you know, the the criminal character or the good character. It doesn't matter what color a person is.
Well, you're right about that, and you know who said that. It was Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. Thanks, Ann. I got to go to the next call to Cynthia. Cynthia, good morning. What do you say on Freedom Friday?
Hi. I got taught liberation theology at Pacific Lutheran University, and I don't think the culture... I lived in Richmond for almost a year in California with the homeless people, with my vet who died, and I cannot believe that they're not taught in their culture. The men that I knew and the women that I knew there that were black, is Ron the only black man in Oregon? Because I get really lonely up here, because I grew up in California, but my dad was from my aunt's in Pasco. Radio people, nuclear, the whole deal. I'm an independent, but I am getting so pissed because I have had a knee on my neck by an EMT, a white EMT, and when I heard Sean Hannity talking on his show about how that can kill you, I'm getting post-traumatic stress from all this, and it was white people, I hate to tell you, and I'm a white woman, and I was raised with privilege. I'm the daughter of a Navy fighter pilot, and I'm living in Whiteyville, and I cannot stand this because people are so stupid. I've got a friend in Benicia, born in the 40s, he's gone, they just let us open up the businesses. There's no rioting going on. It's a sleepy little beautiful blue-collar old town by the water that I wish I was in, and they shut it down for curfew because it is stupid. And I am very sickened by the guy dying, but I don't have a TV, and I didn't see it. And I know there's bad cops, but I've had a bad... two men and one woman, EMT, pushed me down in my house years ago, and I'm over it, but it took me a year so I could even take a bath again in my house because we had 113-degree heat, and it's a long story, but Tim was finally there, and then I was finally safe to take a bath because I answered the door getting out of the tub, and I ended up smashed into the floor. I had a knee in my neck. It was white people, and I'm white. So it's not about black and white, and I don't see any black people around here.
All right, Cynthia, thank you. Thank you for that story.
This is a movement of politics.
And I appreciate it, Cynthia. I got to quickly go to Kathy. Kathy, you got like 45 seconds. Go.
It just occurred to me this morning, I was thinking about how all of this anti-God stuff is happening in our country, and they don't want to talk about God. In Genesis, it says that God, you will not always strive with men. And so we've been slapping his face for decades now, getting him out of the schools and everywhere else. So I'm not surprised.
Neither am I, Kathy. It's a good way to end the show. Cynthia, be blessed out there. Thank you for listening, all of you. Make it a great day. Have a wonderful weekend. Pray for this country. Pray for each other. We need peace. We need peace. See you Monday.